You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Joining us right now, Larry Kudlow. You know him, you love him. CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL on Saturdays. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we want to talk about Trump's budget and projected growth, and it's tied to Bill Clinton. Can you enlighten us?
This, I think, is a story that's not yet been written, except for my column last weekend. And I don't know why, because what Mick Mulvaney is doing, the budget director, and what President Trump is doing is taking from the Bill Clinton playbook. And that is to say, restoring eligibility, time limits, work requirements to various welfare-related programs, okay? Welfare, food stamps, disability insurance. There's a whole block of them. And Obama basically removed all of the eligibility requirements. He just gutted them. So what you're seeing is literally out of control, skyrocketing expenses for these programs. And even worse, it actually now, in many, many, many cases, a majority of cases, it now pays more after tax to stay on welfare. And that includes the Obamacare program, which comes part and parcel with this. So we're encouraging people not to work. And therefore, the welfare budget has literally exploded. And what Trump is doing is taking a page out of Democrat Bill Clinton. Does anybody remember Bill Clinton? He was the one who's...
I do.
Hillary didn't take his advice during the campaign. Anyway, let's not go there. But the point I'm making is this is a huge change in budget policy. And it's a huge change in the policy of the so-called small entitlements. And, you know, hopefully they'll change Obamacare as well. That's the thrust of this budget. It's not a budget that slashes this and slashes that. Because in fact, budget spending is planned or projected to increase by about nearly $6 trillion over the next 10 years. If you add them up, by the way, year by year, it's $55 trillion. Wow. That's not a budget cut. I'm sorry. That's still a budget increase.
You know, in the rollout last week, when Mick Mulvaney brought this out, he did it based on projections that the economy is going to improve in a dramatic way. Go back to an old standard, which is closer to 3% GDP growth year over year. How optimistic do you think that projection is? Do you think that we can actually get to a place in the Trump years or in the next 10 years where we're actually growing at a 3% rate?
Yeah, I think we can. But I just want to add, these Bill Clinton-esque welfare and food stamp reforms and health care reforms have nothing to do with 3% growth. All right, that's a separate issue. Now, I do believe we can get 3% growth. I've been saying this for, a year and a half. Steve Moore and I and others, Steve Miller, Mnuchin, we worked out a campaign tax cut plan, which I think if it goes into place will generate higher productivity. I think if these welfare reforms go into place, you're going to have a larger labor force. I mean, it's amazing to me how many naysayers and doomsayers say you can't get to 3% growth when, in fact, between 1950 and 2000, right, so it's 50 years, the economy grew at almost 3.5% per year. In fact, for the whole 20th century, the economy grew by about 3.5% a year after inflation. What we've seen in the last 10, 15 years is an anomaly from bad policies, okay? So if you tax something, you're going to get less of it. And we've been creaming our businesses with regulations and taxes, and it's time for a change on that front. As well. And I hate to see this. I want to make this parenthetically. This is turning into a partisan issue. Democrats, to a person, say you can't get 3% growth. They might acknowledge, you know, a good straight guy like Jason Furman would acknowledge that business tax cuts will raise the growth rate. He just won't get it to 3, so put in, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 tenths of a percent above the 1.9% baseline. I just don't want it to be a partisan issue. This is an economic issue, and it's an economic history issue, and it's an incentive issue based on a much more pro-growth, incentivized tax cut plan. And that, by the way, also takes a page out of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton raised taxes in his first term, and it cost him the House and Senate. In his second term, he lowered the capital gains tax, and he reformed welfare, which in effect is a tax cut by itself, and he established free trade pacts, which also is a tax cut, and we got better than 4% growth just as we did during the Reagan years. So I'm just saying, on growth, we know it works. It's worked in the past. On welfare reform, we know that's worked. It's worked in the past. And ironically, I'm saying President Trump is using Democratic policies, all right? He's
right.
Using a Bill Clinton welfare reform policy, and if you've read my book or memorized it, I'm sure you'll know this, John F. Kennedy, the Democrat, was the first supply-side tax cutter, and he got 5% growth a year. So go figure. I like this Democratic argument. I like it a lot. I was a former Democrat, by the way.
You know, in terms of Democratic like appeals, built into this budget include $25 billion over 10 years for a new paid family leave initiative. And also the president has the $1 trillion infrastructure priority in this as well. And also, they're not touching Social Security. They're not touching Medicare. Medicaid, they're going to make some adjustments to the way it's dispersed. But ultimately, this is a Democratic thing.
Well,
or
yes
should
and
they?
No. Look, I don't see any urgency to tackling the big entitlements right now. And they're not going to run out of money for a couple of decades. I mean, I think the urgency is to attack the largest, fastest growing entitlement, which is probably going to bankrupt the whole country, and that is Obamacare. All right, pick your shots carefully. That's my argument. The notion that willy-nilly we have to, that Trump has to go through, you know, says Social Security, Medicare. No, I don't think so. But as you point out, as part of the Obamacare reform, that's going to go after Medicaid. It's going to slow the increase in Medicaid. It's not going to destroy Medicaid. That's very important. Let's see. The new Medicaid budget plans to increase Medicaid spending from $378 billion a year today to $524 billion by 2027 in 10 years. Okay? That's not a cut. That's not a cut.
Nope,
okay,
that's an increase.
Wait.
You're right.
Let's do this again. 524 is higher than 378. I just want to make this point. It's just, that's not, unless I know I'm not that good in math, but I was a whiz in grade school on arithmetic, and I know that 524 is bigger than 378. I just know that.
So this, as you said, it's all becoming a partisan issue, which is really sad because this should not be a partisan
right.
issue. But I think in today's environment, everything President Trump tries to do, even if he did exactly what Bill Clinton did, the Democrats are going to scream about and they're going to say no. Larry, thank you so much for joining us. On that note, we've got to end it here. Thank you so
right.
much for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Larry Kudlow right here.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.